Welcome to the Sit Down with Vinny Venom, the only man in this industry with enough balls to call it like it is. One of the few individuals in this industry that represents the culture to the fullest. There's no cookie cutter shit over here. If you don't like what Vinny has to say, fuck you. The opinions of anybody outside the commission doesn't affect them. Now take a seat, listen, and learn from somebody that drops knowledge for you uneducated savages. Without further ado, welcome the boss, Vinny Venom.
The commission.
Welcome to the Sit Down with Vinny Venom, the only man in this industry with enough balls to call it like it is. One of the few individuals in this industry that represents the culture to the fullest. There's no cookie cutter shit over here. If you don't like what Vinny has to say, fuck you. The opinions of anybody outside the commission doesn't affect them. Now take a seat, listen, and learn from somebody that drops knowledge for you uneducated savages. Without further ado, welcome the boss, Vinny Venom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Far too kind. Take a seat. All y'all, take a seat. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Vinny Venom. It's December 13, 2016. I'm back at it. Welcome to the Sit Down with Vinny Venom. Oh, man, it's been a long time coming, but I'm happy to announce that
The commission
is back. We working, baby. We working. It's a new show, man. It's a new idea. It's a new format. It's a new concept. Basically, just to introduce what this show is about, it's a podcast format, all right? So Sit Down with Vinny Venom. We're going to be talking about current events in hip-hop. We're going to be talking about current events with everything, entertainment, hip-hop, whatever. Anything that has to do with hip-hop is going to be on this show, all right? First and foremost, we got a line. Listeners to call in. The phone number 773-897-6394. All right, y'all can call in. If y'all want to speak on air, y'all can hit the one button. If you don't want to get online and talk with us, don't hit nothing and just listen to the show and enjoy, all right? We'll be covering a couple different topics throughout the show today. I got some new segments we're going to launch. A few today and then a few coming next week. So it's going to be I'm going to entertain y'all tonight. That's for sure. That's definitely the plan to go. I want to set the tone with the show to start things off. And I want to give a shout out to all the supporters that been asking through the last few months, like, yo, what's going on with the station? What's going on with Six Families Radio? It's been a fucking mess, man. It's been hard. It's been a long journey to resurrect it. And that's why this show is a relaunch of such. As you know, last, I think it was February. Well, really around this time last year, I was starting to kind of tease what was going on. And February, we launched the Six Families Radio, the app, the website, 24/7 streaming music. The concept was crazy. A lot of fans, a lot of people were behind the movement. And due to unfortunate copyright changes in the music industry, pretty much forced us out of the 24/7 game. You know what I mean? Not what I wanted. Definitely not what I was anticipating. Shit happens. You just got to roll with the punches, man. But no reason to cry over spilled milk. I mean, we back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here, and it's going to be... it's going to be very interesting.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
And that's to all the haters that didn't support us and really was hating the whole time. Like, we wasn't going to last, you know what I'm saying? But we here SixFamiliesRadio.com. Y'all can listen live right now through the website. Also, we streaming live on Facebook directly. And call in, man, 773-897-6394 if you want to get on the line, talk with me. I got some guests calling up. It's gonna be a very eventful show. You know what I'm saying? But it was crazy when I announced this. I think it was like Monday or something. What's today? Yeah, yesterday. I announced it, and everybody was tripping. They're like, "What are you talking about? You back? I thought you know what I'm saying? I thought she was doing it." And I had a host. Shout out to Spreaker.com. They was helping me out for a few months, and we kind of tested the waters with their system, and it just didn't work. Then I got a call from Blog Talk. They're like, "Yo, you want to come back?" I'm like, "Hell yeah." So I popped up on Instagram, Facebook, and I was like,
"Surprise, motherfucker."
Everybody went crazy. They was like, "Yo, you coming back?" I said, "Yep, I'm back." So this is going to happen every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern to 90 minutes. We're going to do 90 minutes. Every once in a while, we'll maybe push to the two-hour mark, but more or less, it's going to be 90 minutes of the sit-down with Vinny Venom. So welcome, man. I'm happy to have y'all. Again, the phone number 773-897-6394. And we're going to jump into some current events here in just a moment. Social media, I'm at Vinny 49th, at Vinny 49th on Instagram. The Six Families Radio page is at Six Families Radio on Facebook. Again, anybody who's listening through Facebook, y'all can chime in and listen directly on the page. Y'all don't even have to go to the website. So I'm making it convenient for y'all. I don't want to hear no bullshit. Oh, I don't know how to listen, Vinny. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You out of here, man. That's the wrong answer. You out of here. You got enough convenient pages to listen to the show. I don't want to hear nothing. All right. So anyway, before we jump into current events, if you missed the show, it's all good. 5 minutes after the show ends, it's going to be on demand, all social media platforms, and also on the webpage. So it's all good if you don't catch it live, man. It's all good. You could download an MP3 format on your phone, drive around, do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So we golden. A couple things we're going to address today, man. There's a lot of things going on in this hip-hop world. We're going to start with J. Cole's album. J. Cole's album. What y'all think about it, man? Y'all can hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, or you can call in and let me know. I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. J. Cole's album. Right, we back. J. Cole's out last Friday. A lot of fans talking about it, man. A lot of people talking about it. And everybody's got opinion on the project. I'm not a huge J. Cole fan. Really not. Never been, never will be. It's just is what it is. Album released Friday, 10 tracks, concept album. Just to kind of paint y'all a picture of the album. So, J. Cole, he's actually, the album is, to my understanding, and this is how I interpret it, and if someone knows the official answer, call me up and let me know. J. Cole's rapping from the perspective of a friend of his, and he shouted him out through numerous different records throughout the years, but, the beginning of the record, he's not quite sure if he wants to live or die. And he's saying, I don't know what I'm going to do in this life. The album progresses into a record called Immortal, where he's basically letting people know, hey, I'm untouchable. This is what I do. You know, I felt this way prior, but, you know, I'm kind of getting my shit back in order. Then it leads to a record called Deja Vu, where he meets a girl. Skipped forward through the album. He falls in love with this girl. On She's Mine, and in She's Mine Part 2, they have a child together. Album tapers off to the end where basically, kind of towards the end of the album, he's trying to show his love for his girl and show his love for his child, and he ends up dying in the streets doing what he does. And the last record on the album, J. Cole is, he's basically, the first two verses, he's rapping, you know, from the perspective of his friend, and then his friend gets killed, and then J. Cole wraps up the album with a third verse. So conceptually, the album is dope. It paints a picture from top to bottom. Some of the records was iffy, you know what I'm saying, as far as content, and that's always been my debate with J. Cole, is there's just always that lack of content or context. You know, I mean, that's a better word, a lack of context, you know what I'm saying, in a record. But overall, it's definitely a solid project. I mean, I just seen some preliminary numbers. Homie's going to do like 550,000 first week. That's crazy. J. Cole came out the studio and he was like, what's going to happen? I'm ready for war. You know what I'm saying? So shout to Cole, man. Go pick up the album if you haven't peeped it yet or heard it yet. It's definitely a dope listen. You know what I'm saying? In a game now where hip-hop is very one-song driven or single-driven, it's definitely dope that he kind of stepped outside the box and did a conceptual record. So shout to him, man, and go support, man. Go listen and buy your artist's favorite projects or your favorite projects or their new project. Definitely happy. I just think this is, comes to the album. The only piece is that some of the records, such as Folding, I think it was Folding Clothes, he could have attacked it a different way. I think there's a lot of melodic records in here. I think he sacrificed a lot of the rapping for melodic hooks and melodic beats and overtones. You know what I'm saying? So, but shout out to Cole, man. Go support if you're a fan. I know Ab Soul dropped the album last week as well. It's been a little underrated, which is surprising to me. TDE fans out here, and y'all ain't saying shit, man. Y'all ain't supporting your homie, man. I don't understand that shit, man. But y'all just got to keep moving and support your favorite artist, man. So, but J. Cole's album is out. The album out is out right now. Spotify, Apple Music, all that. Go cop, go support, and get the physical albums. 550K is incredible for an artist. If he goes, that's a dope look for J. Cole, man. So shout out to the whole NC. I don't know if, before we segue into the next topic, I don't know if that counts streaming. So, you know, the SSP, counts the sales plus the streaming. So, but 550,000 is incredible for an artist in 2016. So, shout to J. Cole, man. That's dope. That's big. we're going to segue into another story, current events. I'm chilling before we go on air, and I'm seeing Donald Trump walking out with Kanye with his new do. What is he doing? What is he doing? Trump. It's just weird. As you know, Kanye had a mental breakdown, according to a lot of sources. And this dude shows up at the Trump Tower in NYC with Trump. Like, what's up? Arms folded. I'm saying, like, let's go, man. I'm going to read them to y'all because I think a lot of people going to hate on this, but I'm going to try not to. People going to go up in arms, especially in the hip-hop community, but Trump, or you don't like potentially has some talk about real issues. man, with that hair. Yeah, man, he went to the, yo, here's what happened. He went into the shop. He was like, yo, son, hook me up with.
Let's go, nigga, let's go.
Here we are. Here we are with the new Kanye do. So I dig it, man. You know, shout out to Kanye, man. Nah, that hairdo is something stupid, man. I don't like it at all. But teach his own, man. Whatever you like to do, whatever floats your boat. But I swear to God, he was in the barbershop. He laughed like this.
Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
And that's it. He left the shop. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, that's big news today coming out of the Trump Tower. The Trump Tower. You know what I mean? So, shout to them, though. Next, I got on my hit list. We're going to talk a little bit about the Lox album. Lox drops their first album in 16 years this Friday, the 16th. For me as a Lox fan, personally, it's a big thing. Shouts to them. Styles, Chic, Kiss. First album in 16 years, man. No Rough Riders. Just straight D-Block. Rock Nation is the... Rock Nation is distributing it to my knowledge. So, big deal with the Lox. They got, I think they got 10, 12 joints on the album. I reached out to, shout to Christy from Rock Nation. I tried to get an advance listen, and, you know, they didn't give it to me. If I was in a city, I'd probably be there for the release party this weekend, but that's besides the point. But, yeah, man, I'm excited for the Lox album, man. I think those guys bring a authenticity to the game that, they bring out something in the game that's sorely missing. And I hope that they continue to thrive and continue to make music because them guys are my favorite rappers, bro. Ever since I was a shorty, man. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine. He's a little older than me, but I remember copping Money, Power, Respect on tape. I was 10 years old, bro. And those cats, them cats raised me pretty much from that point on. Now, I said it on IG. I posted something when the album came out, man. What I didn't learn from my pops, I learned from the Lox. And that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially where we come from, I think when you don't have that support system with your family or you don't feel that you have that support system, you kind of turn to your music and you turn to these rappers that you strive to be like or strive to connect with. And the Lox have been doing that shit for me for years, bro. So shout to the LOX. Shout out to Styles, man. He got the juice bars in New York, man. Any of y'all in the tri-state area, he's got a few juice bars out there, man. And he's doing wonderful things on Juice Bar front. So I'm excited, man. I'm copping day, you know what I'm saying? Day one. I'm running in the store, you know what I'm saying, blasting. I want that shit. Like, Best Buy, what's up? I want that physical, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that digital. I want the physical. Where they at? Where the Lox joints at? Where they at? So, yeah, man, go cop that shit December 16th. Also, I didn't mention this, but I mentioned this before. Absol's album is also out, right? It's physical out. I thought it was just a digital release, but I just looked it up, and they got physicals running around, so make sure you go cop that. You know what I'm saying? Before I came on the air, though, and this is not really hip-hop related, but it's still kind of fucked up. I seen that TMZ's reporting Alan Thicke passed away. Alan Thicke, as you know, the father of incredible artist Robin Thicke, of course, known for his acting throughout the years. Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the report now. I didn't see what happened, but my wife buzzed me and was like, "Yo, Alan Thicke passed." Yo, I guess he had a heart attack while he was playing hockey with his 19-year-old son Carter, according to TMZ. Shit, man. Wow. Yeah, man. I guess they just took a picture a few hours ago on IG, and I guess he died later on after that. So, of course, y'all know him from Growing Pains. And they said on TMZ he was on the Fuller House show as well. So, yeah, man, sad day. That's unfortunate, man. Alan Thicke, man, died at age 69, heart attack. Condolences, prayers to his family. That's crazy, man. A little bit of breaking news on a sit down. Hey, we making history, man. We making history. The fuck I like to do. Wow, that's crazy, man. I cannot believe that shit. 7:23 Mountain Standard Time, 9:23 Eastern Standard Time. Remember, 773-897-6394. I'm going to take some calls a little later on. I got a special guest coming up here in about 20 minutes. I got a new segment that you guys are really going to enjoy. when I get my guest a call, and I'm going to introduce y'all to him, and I'm going to let y'all know what the segment is. Also, around 10:10 Eastern Standard Time, 8:10 Mountain Standard Time, I got a special announcement with a new program that's going to start Sunday, this coming Sunday. It's going to be crazy. So we're going to announce that as well with another special guest. So be on the lookout for that. All right, so let's look at the roll sheet, man. What else did I have to talk to y'all about here today? Let's see here. Oh, the other day, I think it was over the weekend, I'm chilling on IG looking at some shit, and I see that MTV decided to relaunch their top 10 MTV list. You know, this is a controversial list. They've had some of the worst ever, and it causes a lot of debate. I think that show or that segment MTV did really started the debate on who is the best rapper. And no matter who you talk with, everybody has their own top 10 list. It don't matter who you talk to. Everybody's going to debate about it. Anyway, MTV started, I think they rolled it out yesterday. So every day they're posting up a video of 10 through 1. Number 10 is 21 Savage. Okay. And let me stand corrected. This is called the hottest MCs in the game. So it's not the best. It's just the hottest. Okay. 10 was 21 Savage. Number 9 was announced today, YG. Okay. Definitely not going to pay much attention to this shit, because it don't matter. It don't matter. This list doesn't matter. I think what they do this shit for social media views. I think MTV knows that it causes a lot of ruckus. I don't know if Sway's involved with it. I remember Sway was involved with it heavily. I did see Charlamagne the God, shouts to Charlamagne the God. I did see him on one of the videos. But very interesting. 21 Savage is your number 10 hottest MC hip hop in 2016. 21 Savage. Interesting. So we'll see how the list goes, man. This shit really causes a lot of friction. Dustin on Twitter hit me up. He said, "I'm a YG fan. I can't be mad he's on the list." And he said, "Kevin Gates better be on his damn list. That's all I know." Shouts, Dave. I mean, I get it. I think a lot of people are gonna want their favorite artists on the list, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's a cool debate. It's cool to talk about. But I really think MTV's got a structure out of format and a criteria, yo. And it shouldn't be the hottest MCs, because being hot is different than being good. And I think that gets lost in a shuffle. You know what I'm saying? Because people will say, oh, well, he's the best because of he's got a billion Twitter followers. Oh, he's the best because he's with J-Lo. He's banging J-Lo. So, I mean, a lot of that stuff needs to be a criteria. And I really think MTV's got to focus on that this go around. So I'm going to keep an eye on it. And next week, let's see. So they started it Monday, so they probably won't finish until not my next show, but the third show, the week of Christmas. So we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to analyze it. That's for damn sure. So YG, though, I like YG. I think he should be on the list. 21 Savage, I don't know, man. Like, where do you find these dudes, man? Like, 21 Savage. I heard of 22 Savage. Is that the same guy? Are they in a group? Like, I really want to know. You know what I'm saying? I really, really, really want to know. But if y'all start putting dudes like, y'all start putting some crazy people on the list, MTV, people going to go crazy. And they're going to hit you up on Twitter on that Tony Soprano.
Shut the fuck up!
They're going to be pissed, man. They're going to be pissed. I'm just warning y'all. So we'll see what happens, though. But I'm interested, but then I'm not interested. But everybody's got their own list, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like different rappers for different reasons and different opinion on it. As I've told a lot of close colleagues, there's a difference between opinion and reality. It's cool to have your opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But is it reality? So, and I say this because a lot of people will say, especially sports fans, and I'm about to diss all y'all sports fans. And if you feel a certain way, you know, whatever. I mean, whatever. I don't give a shit. You sports fans every single year say, "Oh, my team is gonna make it. Oh, my team is gonna do this. My team is gonna do that." But you don't have any facts. So what you do is you sit there and make, I guess, uneducated guesses on what's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen. So in hindsight, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So to my point, if you don't do your homework and you don't analyze the culture correctly, don't make a list, period. Don't make a fucking list. And if I see any of these crazy MCs on there, bro, I swear, bro. I swear, man.
Fuck them all!
I swear.
I bury those cockroaches.
Bury them. It's just not gonna work. But we'll see what MTV does, man. They're probably gonna piss us off. So I'm intrigued, but I know what's gonna happen. I know what they're gonna fucking do. So we'll see what happens. A final thing we're going to talk about here today with the current events is, let's go back to the roll sheet here. Oh, 50 Cent made some waves this week over the weekend about Power. Now, if you don't watch Power, the television show on Starz, that 50 Cent executive produces and is behind, you really need to go in the mirror and smack the first thing you see. This show, for all intents and purposes, is the best show on television. Okay? The best show. Best show on television. And 50 Cent has done an incredible job, and Starz and the creator of the show. They've done a wonderful job with making the show make the show great. All the writers of the show. Anyway, 50 Cent went on Twitter, or Instagram, pardon me, over the weekend and posted a picture of Floyd Mayweather. And he's like, "I'm out. I'm done with Power. I'm done." You know what I'm saying? Like, he was done. It's it. You don't want to – he's not in it no more. And it was a picture of Floyd Mayweather with the Power, you know, like the Power poster. Basically, he's upset. Power did not get any nominations for the Golden Globes this year, and of course 50's not pleased about it. And basically, he said, quote, Golden Globes can suck my dick. I accept my series, Power, was not intended to be a signature show for the network, but is the highest rated show. I know my audience very well. I'm done promoting this outside of contractual obligations. Season 4, Kanan must die. I got other things to do. Bethy's wildin', man. Oh, my Lord. I think that that's cold, man. I think I don't know if the Golden Globes don't realize the network Stars is a powerhouse. They got a lot of great shows on that network. And I think that I really think that they fucked up by not nominating them. Again, the show from the way that they tell the story about the characters and the character development and the pacing of the show is really one of a kind. It's great. I mean, we haven't really seen a show of that magnitude from a writing standpoint since in a very long time. I'm not going to compare it to any other shows, but for them not to be nominated for the Golden Globes, I'd be pissed too, man. So I ain't mad at you, 50. I ain't mad at you. Again, you're going to have to roll up. This is just the theme of today. You're just going to have to roll up, get the guy brew on. You from Queens. You from Southside. Get that guy brew on. Walk in their office. Let them know what's up. Just like when you put the gun on the table in front of Puffy at Bad Boy offices and you told them, what's up, Puff? You want me to write for you? You got to do the same thing with these Golden Globe cats. They gonna shit their pants and be like, what the fuck is going on, 50? What are you doing? That's what you got to do, man. We need that guy brew 50 on it. You know what I'm saying? Get him. So shout to 50, though, man. I hope that I really hope that Power gets this recognition. They got, and not just 50 Cent. I think the cast is incredible, man. The acting is top notch. Again, the writing is top notch, and the pacing of the show is incredible. Sometimes you get a lot of these shows that they're not paced very well, you know, and usually Power's, I think, 10 episodes a season. So it's really cool that they've kept it that way, because I know a lot of seasons go from like 12 to 16 episodes a season. And I think they've done a great job with making sure that they pace it well. I just wish that they would stop snubbing them on the awards. It's not right. Power is the best show on TV, man, period. So shout out to 50, man. We'll see what happens with all that. But it was funny, man. He was trolling. He put a, I'm looking at this now. He says, he posted a picture of Floyd Mayweather, which I think they photoshopped his head on top of Ghost. And it says, I'm off the Power train. Champ is going to do the show. Go to him for more info. I got to do something different. I mean, dude, like, I see where he's pissed, man. I really do. So I definitely hope that in the future they can really show love, man. I think it deserves it. I really do. There's a lot of great shows on TV, but I think I definitely think that that show needs to be more get more recognition. So, all right, man. The final topic before we start jumping into our guests and start rolling with the punches, as I say, I want to talk a little bit about. It's more of a serious topic. I want to talk a little bit about this notion in hip hop on kids. A lot of y'all know, a lot of my fans, my supporters know I'm a father. You know what I'm saying? I got a baby girl. She's a year and a half. And I see these videos, a lot of hip hop centric videos of toddlers, you know, shaking their ass and moving their body provocative and wearing things that they shouldn't. And I think that it's disgusting, man. It's got to stop. And I'm calling on a lot of my friends and colleagues in hip-hop to, we got to make sure that this content that we broadcast in hip-hop is intended for mature audiences, right? It's just like you're not going to let a 4 or 5 year old or 6 year old watch South Park, right? Same thing, right? Discretion needs to be used. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine, Ian Schwartzman, who's a manager for DJ Premier, Joe Boy, Papoose, et cetera. And we was talking about how a lot of these promotions and marketing individuals, such as myself and other fields, like to aim the hip hop music towards a younger generation. And which is cool. I think hip hop's always been catered to the youth, but the shit that they put in front of our children is disgusting. And I think the artists as well, they don't have a responsibility because they can't really, they're not, the artists don't dictate where that shit gets marketed. That's something that's handled by another individual. But I think we got to do a better job as a culture in hip hop to not make this stuff suggested to kids. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember the cat's name, the Juju on the Beat cats, right? I seen a video a few weeks ago. And people was asking me on Twitter, like, what you think about these kids? They rap and whatever. And I said, you know what? I would much rather my 15-year-old daughter listen to that type of hip-hop, which is dance-infused and having fun, than her to turn on, a 2 Chainz record or a Rick Ross record. No disrespect to Chainz or Ross. I'm just saying that content needs to be pushed back a little for their minds to be mature. And it's a debate. It's a debate that happens a lot in our culture, and me being the boss that I am here, Vinny Venom with the sit down, I really want to make sure that my fellow artists out there that are coming or aspiring artists, know that you have a responsibility with your team internally to make sure that this content gets out to the people that you want it to. You don't want children listening to music and being influenced. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something I wanted to bring up. I seen a video on Facebook or something like that of a little girl. Literally she had to be like 4 or 5, maybe even younger. She was still in diapers. You know what I'm saying? Dancing and doing the Rihanna whine and all of that. Like, it's crazy to me. It's like, we really got to take, we got to protect the children. And we got to protect the children. We can't shelter them, but we got to make sure that they understand, this is for a different demo. This is for the older folks. You know what I'm saying? You stay in your lane, child. You stay in your lane, parent. So, I know for me personally, working with Papoose all these years, I know we've always marketed the music to a certain demo, which we know is an adult, an adult male or female. We never really marketed to children because the content is not suitable for children. You know what I'm saying? I know we got parental advisory stickers and all of that, but at the end of the day, it's something that I hope changes come 2017. And I think that with the social media thing going on and all the things happening currently, I think that we really got to change shit in that regard. So little bit of real talk there. You know what I'm saying? I like to fuck around up here and all that, but and we about to turn up here in a few. I got a special guest that we're going to get on the air here in the next 5 minutes. I got a brand new segment. And this is going to – listen, this is for the people that – this is for the people who need help in life. You know what I'm saying? When I did the – when I first started to sit down and I did my first, handful of podcasts – I used to take user questions questions. It's like, advice, whatever. Like, whatever you wanted to holler at me about, just hit me up. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. So this next segment is going to be surrounding in that regard. So that's going to be dope. Phone lines is open, 773-897-6394. I see a lot of people calling in, and I do want to get to y'all. We're trying to screen the calls. We're having a little bit of a technical issue on the host side of things, as y'all heard with my mic a little earlier. But we're going to screen the calls. So we'll have somebody screen the calls. Tell us your name, where you're from, and then we'll put you in order. First come, first serve, and we'll definitely make some we'll talk a little bit about what's going on here in the world. First and foremost, I do want to give a big shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Real quick, I want to thank them because when I first started in this radio game, and I'll kind of give you, before we get into the segment, I want to give you a little bit of some background. In 2009, when I first started, I had a show called 49th Mob Radio. And my goal was really the same, sort of a Six Families Radio, was to showcase music that wasn't being played and interview a lot of artists that really didn't get shine at the time. And this was really when internet radio was just in its infancy. And Blog Talk really gave me an opportunity to really showcase my talent as a DJ with the music and really give me an unfiltered, uncensored platform. I didn't want to be restricted. I don't want to be anywhere near censorship. We had a falling out. Things didn't work with money and things of that nature. And I kind of fell back. I said, forget it. I don't want to do it anymore. A few years later down the line, I lost another show, Barbershop Talk, which, trust me, that show's coming back. Trust me. And we had a lot of success with that show, and I really focused on Barbershop Talk, and we started building that relationship again. When I ventured off to do the Six Families Radio, their platform wasn't going to work with what my vision was. But they always let me, yo, best of luck, man. Whatever you need, let us know. We're here for you. And I always appreciated that. So I want to salute them for working with me this go-around and kind of relaunch everything. And, again, kind of stick their neck out and work with us. You know what I'm saying? Because commission, the commission in itself is something that's for the people who feel that they ain't got a voice. You know what I'm saying? In all platforms, like I said here on this show is hip hop. The announcement I make here at 10 past the hour is going to be another platform where people can really voice their opinions. So I just want to give a shout out to them because I came back and we had a great conversation and boom, we're here now. So the relaunch is here, man. Six Families Radio, the sit down. So it's going down. It's going down. So we're going to jump into a segment here in just a few moments, as I mentioned. I'll let y'all know the name. I want to get my guest on the line and kind of do it while he's with us. But I got a segment debuting next week. We're going to do it around the 30-minute mark of the show. And half past the hour. It's called the Savage Sports Life Report. Right? I got my homie, the Mexicutioner, who's going to break down sports for y'all, right? I'm not a sports guy. I don't follow it religiously, but this guy does. He's an expert. He's got background in a lot of different sports platforms. And he's going to basically let us know what we need to do in the world of sports. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Mexicutioner. He's going to be up here with his debut segment next week. And we're just going to break down sports, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, MMA, whatever the fuck, man. It's his segment, man. I give him the time and he just does his thing. So I'm very excited about that segment coming up next week. 8:10, as I mentioned, I'm going to be making an announcement here with my special guest. We are going to 8:10 Mountain Standard Time. Pardon me. I know a lot of my fans are from the East Coast. So 10:10 y'all time, 10 past the hour. I got a special guest and we're going to talk about a huge show coming up on Sunday. And this is going to be a weekly type thing. So I'm really excited about this show. A lot of the fans are going to be very happy with it. So I'm excited to share that with y'all. 773-897-6394 is the number. I'm live on Facebook. I'm also live on sixfamiliesradio.com. I revamped the site. Shout to my web dude, Craig. He lives in his mom's basement. Real shit. He lives in his mother's basement. Good dude, though, man. He's a good guy. You know what I'm saying? He really is, man. He's a real good dude. But we revamped the site. We've added some we've added a few different things to get in contact with us. So advertisers or people that want to get the sponsor of the show, I made it a lot easier for y'all to reach out to us on a new site. I also updated players. So check this out. When y'all log on to sixfamiliesradio.com, either through your mobile phone or your desktop, you can literally play the show live like we are now, or you can on-demand a show. So if you missed it, around, you're doing whatever, you don't catch it live, it's all good, man. You can hit that. There's a cloud button right next to a share button. If you click that cloud button, it's going to download an MP3 file to your phone, and you can listen to it whenever, the on-demand version. So it's definitely going to be more streamlined moving forward. I don't know any information on the app yet. I haven't looked into it. I probably don't want to look into it, but we'll figure it out. But more or less, the sixfamilies.com is more streamlined. Again, I'm broadcasting live on Facebook. Y'all can comment, y'all can like, y'all can share on Facebook. And you don't have to go to the site on Facebook. So if you're on your phone with the app, all you do is hit the play button, boom, you live. You know what I'm saying? And also, the guest call-in number, 773-897-6394. That's the number that y'all can call in to talk with us. Or just listen to the show. If you don't want to get on your computer, you don't want to stream it through your app, just call the number. Y'all can stream it through your phone, all right? So without any further ado, I want to get into this next segment, all right? You know what? This drop is going to explain what this segment is all about, all right? Let's go.
Are you sick of your life and fed up with the way things are going? Do you need some advice? Some real advice? Need someone to keep it 100 with you? Meet Grizz Grimes. He is your friend and will help your sorry ass change your savage ways. Welcome to Dear Grizzly.
All right. Hell motherfucking yes. This is the Dear Grizzly program segment of the Sit Down with Vinny Venom. Yo, Grizz Grimes, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's up? What's the deal?
Oh, man. You know, we up here live and direct, sixfamiliesradio.com. You know what I'm saying? We about to launch this segment, and it's the debut segment. I'm excited for this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Yeah, I feel good, bro. I like it. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be different, man. So basically, y'all, this segment is called Dear Grizzy, all right? And as you heard in the intro, if your life is just, if it sucks and you're dealing with some shitty-ass circumstances, we're here for you. Grizz Grimes, who I just introduced y'all, he's going to give y'all some advice, and he's going to make sure that your life doesn't suck. You know what I'm saying? So, Grizz, I got a few emails and some tweets of some people that need some help. All right? Can you help them, bro? Can you do that?
Yeah, bet. This is straight from a scumbag. You know, this is a scumbag point of view, because all I got is the only option I got is to keep it real, because you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep it a buck. What's the deal?
Well, that's what we need. We need someone to keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, that's good. And I think the people who hit us up, I think they're going to feel good about your advice. And hopefully you can help them fix their fucked up life. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to start with the first email, all right? Now, this comes from, I'm going to read this to y'all verbatim, all right? So, this is, Dear Grizzy, my name is Kayla. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I have 4 kids with 2 different fathers. Whoa. Whoa. So, Kayla, you had 2 kids with 2 different babies. Did you plan that?
That sounds like a mess.
Anyway, sorry. All right, so she says she works for a local radio station doing advertisement work. Okay, that's dope. I met someone who I really like, and I'm ready to settle down. It seems like this guy I'm seeing doesn't want to settle down. He makes comments about not wanting to be tied down, and how he wants to, all he wants to do is have fun. I'm at the casinos and nightclubs around my area. I don't know what to do. The issue is I want someone in my kid's life since one father is in prison. Oh, shit. And the other is on drugs. What should I do? Help me, please. I need advice. Grizz Grimes, what the fuck should Kayla do?
Damn, Kayla. Sounds like you got a rough right now. So, first off, you live in Vegas. You're on Sin City. It's good looking people out there. So you should be first off proud that you landed a man, because that's difficult. It's a lot of competition out there. And second, I mean, you got a lot of baggage just to keep it real. I mean, two kids, you got a crazy baby daddy, number one, who's thankfully locked up right now, can't get out and hurt nobody. Crazy baby daddy number two, who is on drugs, ain't no telling what he's gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Maybe this dude is just planning out his options. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Honestly, from a man's point of view, you might say, well, hey, he's cheating, or he's on the side, he's seeing somebody else. But why even waste your time? You know, I mean, you're like I say, you're out in the city, you got a million beautiful women out there. He wouldn't even really need to
right.
waste his time with you. So I would probably say, you know, for me, if I was messing with a woman that had two kids, you know, I would probably
she got four
kids. Tell the guy, she got four kids?
Yeah, so she said in the email she got four kids.
She got four kids and two
baby
daddies?
Right, two apiece.
Oh, you better thank Jesus, this man's even giving you a call back. Yeah. No, I would think for real. Yeah, I would thank my lucky stars that you got a man right now, Kayla, because you're doing bad. Like I said, I'm gonna keep it real with you. So I would say right now you're doing bad. And if you're not happy, then let him go. But I don't think, based off of the circumstances, that you're going to do any better anytime soon. So I would break it down to him and let him know what you need, and then just hope for the best, to be honest with you. So, I mean, that's essentially, you know, what I got for you. Let him know where you stand and hope that the dude sticks around.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a good way to go. I mean, honestly, though, Kayla, like, and this is just, you know, Vinny speaking here. I mean, you kind of like, it seems like you, look, I don't want to be a dick, but I guess I'm going to be a dick. I just can't really hold back on this one. So
fuck that.
If he is wanting to go do his thing, then let him go. I mean, obviously your kids need someone in their life, but you really can't rely on someone else. You got to really make sure your kids rely on you. You know what I'm saying? So that's first and foremost. You can't rely on no man to, you know, be in your kid's life, because if you don't want to be in your life, just forget it. What I would do is, if, I don't know, Kayla, if you're, I don't know what you look like after having four kids, no disrespect, I'm just saying, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Go out, man, you know, go do what he's doing and have fun, you know what I'm saying? Or have fun with your kids, do something, but don't feel nothing about this dude, because he over here getting his meat wet. That's all he's doing. That's all he's doing. So, yeah. Thank you, Kayla. I appreciate your reach out. To all the listeners, man, if you need some advice, man, hit us up at Six Families Radio on Twitter. You can hit me up at Vinny49. Grizz, you got any social media platforms that people can reach out to y'all? To you, I should say.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I got. You could do my. It's at @everything_bully.
Okay.
On IG, and that's my little thing. Shit, I do a little something on the side, but you could hit that up. You could
All
slide
right.
in a DM there, and then let me know
okay.
what the deal is directly. And you know, if you got anything or whatever, then we could chat it out. You know what I'm saying? So just hit me up there, and you know, we'll see what's good. It's @everything_bully on Instagram.
@everything_bully. All right, cool. All right, so we're gonna go to the second email. All right, this comes from Nathan. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona. Yo, shout to Phoenix, man. Shout to my homie Willie out there, man. What's up? All right, so Nathan says, I hooked up with a girl a few weekends ago, and we've been talking a lot, dating and hanging out quite a bit. He said, I like the broad, but her breath stinks so fucking bad. he says, I mean, Jesus Christ, she must have halitosis. Oh, my God. He says, I have offered numerous times a piece of gum or a Tic Tac. Nothing works. It's terrible. I have no idea how to bring this up. I like the girl, but I'm not quite sure how to tell her this without ruining this relationship. He said, what the fuck do I do? Grizz Grimes, what the hell does he do?
Shit, so first off, you got to let her know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, that's going to ruin everything. You can't even be close. You know, you can't talk. So you guys are trying to, you know, do your thing, and you start breathing hard and shit. That's like the one of the worst turnoffs in the world is bad breath, especially during sex. Like, you don't want that at all. So, I mean, if you really like this girl, yeah, for real, you know, I would say if you really like this girl, you got to keep it real. You just got to let her know, you know, I mean, brush your damn teeth. What are you doing? Is it morning breath? Like, is it when she wakes up? Is it all the time? I know he said it's like halitosis, but goddamn, like, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's gotta be a time where you don't have no damn stink breath. But yeah, I mean, I would let her know. Maybe like he said, he's trying to slide her some Tic Tacs or something like that. Maybe give her a kiss with some mints in your mouth and pass them over. You know what I'm saying? You could do that. That's the sly shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The silly swap Jones, dog. That's slick.
Yeah.
That's slick. I would tell her to go to the doctor, man. I keep it real. Like, yo, that shit ain't normal. But here's the thing, though. I think, you know what, Nathan? You know what I would do? I would find out three things about this girl. Now, you've been seeing her for a little bit. If you've been to her house, go in her bathroom, right? Not like in Horrible Bosses. I don't want you to do that. But I want you to see if she's got some dental floss, an electric toothbrush, and make sure she has Colgate. Because if she's got anything else, that might be the problem. And also, I'm sorry, the fourth thing, mouthwash. You know what I'm saying? And if she's got all that, then you're good to go. But just bring it up, man. If you like her, bring it up. I don't know how you bring it up, but just bring it up.
He's got to, because if he doesn't say something, he's going to hurt her by just leaving this broad. She doesn't even know why. So you want to hurt her and leave her, or hurt her and stay with her? You know what I'm saying? You might as well hurt her. If you're going to hurt her, stay with her.
Let me ask you this, though. If you were in Nathan's shoes, what would you tell her? Like, what would you say? Like, how would you approach it? Would you, like, make it a joke? Would you just straight up
tell
her?
No, I'm raw as fuck. I would say, hey, look, you got some, babe, you need to brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how you gotta put it. What else you gonna do? What else you gonna do? You can't.
True.
There's no
that's
beating
true.
Around the bush with this thing. I mean, why? You know? I mean, if you beat around the bush, you're gonna hurt her feelings. Like, oh, I think maybe just keep it real.
Right.
So.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree.
I mean, it might be harsh, but just give it to her straight.
Yeah, I agree. I think. Nathan, I think that's what you should do, man. I think that's some solid advice from Grizz Grimes. I mean, the thing about it, though, is, I mean, look, you're going to come across some type of bad breath at some point, right? It's just human. We're all human, right? But you got to make sure, man, that she does those four things, man. Electric toothbrush, dental floss, mouthwash, and Colgate. Nothing else, all right? But thank you, Nathan. We appreciate you reaching out to Grizz Grimes, man, all right?
Easy.
I got one more for you, Grizz. You down for this last joint?
Yeah. What's up?
All right, this one, I read this one as I was getting the row sheet situated tonight, and this one's kind of crazy, man. So I'm gonna warn you on this one. This one's a little nutty, all right? So this is anonymous, all right? And I'm not gonna put this person on blast because the email is. I see the email. I think I know who this is. Anyway, it says, Dear Grizzy, I'm going to remain anonymous. He says, I've been cheating on my wife for almost 3 years now with a female coworker. And thanks for clarifying that there, anonymous. I'm glad it's not a male coworker. He said, my coworker have kept things very hush-hush because she is also married. Oh! The plot thickens. Doug. All right. He says, we have had a mutual agreement where we both to keep this quiet. He says, well, my coworker just told me that she is pregnant and it could be mine.
Oh,
holy shit. He goes on to say, hold on. He goes on to say, I'm very concerned. This could be my child. I don't know where to start to deal with this. Help, please.
Oh, well, shit, far.
Holy shit, brother.
You're
oh,
not
my
lying.
Lord. What are you doing?
The worst out of the three. This is a bad situation to be in, bro.
Terrible.
Yeah, so I can speak from personal experience on this. Not married, no coworker, none of that shit, but like a while back, it was me and my girl. I cheated on her and got this other girl pregnant, whatever, and then had to, you know, break it to my lady. Right. It was right when Usher Confessions came out. I lived by that shit for months. And then I would just say you gotta tread lightly here, because you're gonna end up paying alimony and child support if you don't do this right. It's gonna ruin your life, bro. So
Jesus, man. He's right.
I mean, I think we might. We're gonna have to put our heads together on this one, bro. Because this is kind of like a damned if you do and damned if you don't. Like I said, if you leave your lady and go with who's to say that the coworker is gonna leave her husband? First off, and even if she does, then you got alimony. And then if you stay with your lady, and then the coworker leaves her husband, and you got child support if it's yours. Bro, you got to fake your own death, dog. It's the only way out of this shit, bro. You're just going to have to fucking fake die. Oh,
headshot.
Yo.
Yeah, I don't know any other way around this. Yeah, for real. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, to keep it all the way funky, Grizz, I don't know, man. Like, this is a hard one. Like, for me personally, I never been in a situation like this. I don't know how I would even react to it, but first and foremost, you got to find out if it's yours or not. Now, what you could do, and this is probably the easy way out, if you find out that the child is not yours, you're out of the woods somewhat, right?
Yeah.
Somewhat. Okay. Now, this is the better of the two scenarios. Now, if it's not your child, okay, but your wife finds out, then you're screwed. So you got to keep it right down the middle. You got to make sure that you walk that fine line. Now,
no, you lie. You don't let she find
you lie?
You lie.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Hell
see,
yeah, you lie. This man's already sticking his dick in another lady, bro. And you telling me this guy can't lie to his woman? That's the least of his worries. Can lie. I'm not telling the truth at all. Nobody's hearing. No, nah, you're hearing a pretty lie all day long.
So,
you know what I'm saying? No. I've been there. I'm in the middle of child support right now. You don't want to do
so,
that.
I think to a friend who reached out to us, I think here's what I would do, all right? And maybe this will solve everything, okay? Set up a sit-down, right? Kind of like this show, no pun intended. Have a sit-down, right? But have like a double date, right? So take your coworker that you've been banging, bring her husband, bring your wife, and then, of course, bring yourself. Make a four double date at like a nice steakhouse, something like that, right? Then you know what you do? You end up pulling out the Tommy gun and you kill all of them, and then your problem solved, right?
Oh, bro, I thought you were going to say you do a wife
flawless
swap, dog. And bro, I thought you were going to say you do a wife swap. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get the ladies into it, and then,
okay,
then there's no excuse. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Or you know what you could do? Like, I mean, look, the murder thing ain't cool. I'm not endorsing no murder, right? I'm just fucking with you. But listen, what if he did, Grizz, what if he did something to the effect was like, he goes to his wife and say, yo, look, I kind of, I've been keeping this a secret because I didn't know how you was going to feel, but I've converted to be a Mormon, right? And then you slide it in that way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's got to respect
that.
That might work. Yeah, she's got to respect that, bro. Because she can't, that's like God. You can't interfere with God, bro. That's God's plan. you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't plan this shit.
It happened, yo. God's plan.
Yeah, most
yo,
definitely.
You know, to our anonymous folk, man, if you could do that, Doug, We're going to give you that flawless
victory.
And you going to be the man, dog. You going to be the man. All right? Wow. Well.
Yeah, good luck, Anonymous.
Yeah, best of luck to you, brother. Keep us updated. Keep us updated. But Grizz Grimes, man, hey, thank you, man. Thank you for being on the show, man. This is going to be a segment that we do weekly, man. So I'm excited about this segment. That was fun, man. That was dope. I think
I think
we helped some
people. I appreciate
people,
you. Thanks.
You think
yeah,
so, right?
Look, man, I hope so. And even if not, bro, it was good talking to you, bro. So it's always
oh,
a
man,
pleasure,
likewise.
Man. I appreciate you.
Oh, no doubt, man. Yo, this segment, again, is called Dear Grizzy. Again, every single Tuesday, we're going to be submit your questions, man. Hit them up. Everything_bully on Instagram. Hit me up at Vinny49. Twitter, Instagram, I'm there. We'll filter them out and we'll get you up. We'll get you your advice that you need, people. All right. But Grizz Grimes, man, I appreciate you calling up, man. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, most definitely. Appreciate you, bro. We'll see you.
No doubt.
Right,
yeah, man, I want to thank Grizz Grimes for calling up, man. That was dope. That was real dope. So that's, a new segment, man. It's a new segment called Dear Grizzy. All of your questions, any advice you need, hit us up, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope we helped our three amigos. That shit was crazy, man. And you know what's funny is that the two that I got have been sitting in the email for a minute. And then this last joint I got recently. So, I mean, holy shit, man. I opened up that email and I read it.
Surprise,
like,
motherfucker.
I was like, you really trying to catch us up. You know what I'm saying? If I give you the wrong info, I mean, you could come back at me. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that ain't cool, man. That just ain't cool at all. That's just not cool. Again, this is Sit Down with Vinny Venom, 10 past the hour. We're coming up on 10 past the hour. I'm about to bring my second special guest up here. Before I do that, though, I do want to let everybody know the phone number here is 773-897-6394. I just got an IM from tech support. It looks like some of the lines have been iffy. So if you can't get a hold of us, just keep calling tonight. I probably won't get to any listener calls tonight based on the issue. We'll do that next week. All right. So without any further ado, this is our last segment before we close up the show. Okay. I'm going to bring a guest on the line with me. Okay. This is a good friend of mine, a very good friend of mine. We have collaborated on a lot of different ventures outside of course, music for me, but in his profession. So without any further ado, I want to welcome to the show, Carney Rob, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. This is the debut, the relaunch of the Sit Down with Vinny Venom. We just had Grizz Grimes call up to the show. And,
yeah,
and now we got you on the line, Carney Rob.
Yeah, I was listening to the last thing. That's crazy. I would tell him to push her downstairs if there's stairs available. I hope for the best there.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. This is hard, man. I can't really give people advice because I have like a, I don't know. I got a conscience, I guess. But Carney Rob, real quick, I want to announce to everybody. We have a new show debuting this Sunday. It's called The Squared Circle. All right. Now, a lot of people who know me personally, I am a huge wrestling fan, pro wrestling fan for years. Carney Rob is actually a professional wrestler himself and runs an independent company here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So Carney Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm happy to have you, and I'm happy that we will progress on this venture of the Squared Circle, man. So thank you for calling up tonight. I want to kind of give people an introduction of what the show is going to be like and more or less introduce the people to you. So tell the people a little bit about your background as a pro wrestler and some of the stuff you do currently with your company.
Well, with our company, of course, we're the only independent company in the state of New Mexico. So that's huge there. We travel all through New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, Arizona. We do all kinds of crazy stuff. We're not a backyard wrestling promotion, so right. You're not going to – I mean, you're going to see hardcore matches, but our main thing is not seeing how many times you can slap a light pole over – a light tube over your head or anything crazy like that.
Right, right.
We bring in the best of the best. Over the last year, 2 years, we've seen 15 people who have come through our doors – have all signed developmental contracts with the WWE. We've also seen the likes of Jeff Jarrett, Eric Bischoff, Marty the Martinez, Crazy Mary Dobson, Jade from TNA. That's just from this year, you know, and that's
right.
A few of the folks there.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, we do big things. Give Albuquerque something that they normally don't get. You get a different feel. You're not just another ass in the seats. You're actually able to interact with different wrestlers that we do bring in. We always have meet and greets and everything of that nature. So it's if you're looking for true entertainment where you can get a true – get your money's worth, unlike going to the damn movies, you want to come check us out. There isn't anything going on better in Albuquerque.
Definitely.
Now,
so,
for me...
Right. Go ahead.
Oh, no. For me, I've worked with some of the good names out there. Of course, Eric Bischoff did a program with him. I work hand-in-hand with my boss, the MK Bandit, Mr. Matthew Robles, you know, who is the director of...
He's a piece of shit, by the way.
Hey, you better watch your mouth.
Oh,
he
okay.
knows, and I know
that's
where
your
he
boss?
Lives.
That's your boss?
He hires me to make sure that stuff gets taken care of.
Oh, okay. All right. That's still fucking, but okay.
I'm my own boss.
So
I make my own money.
That's good. That's good.
I should be charging you right now.
I guess send me the invoice. I'll send you a wrong address so I don't get the invoice at home, and I will let that go into collections. So Carney Rob, you are a professional wrestler, as we mentioned. Of course, you work with the name of the company is DWO, correct?
Correct, Destiny Wrestling Organization.
Okay, cool. So yeah, anybody in the 505-575, I've been to a few shows. Definitely an intimate experience. Really, 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 really dope. A lot of great names have came into Albuquerque and have worked with Carney Rob and his team. So the Squared Circle, which is going to debut on Sunday, Rob, is a current events type of show for pro wrestling. So we're going to cover mainstream, you know, WWE, TNA, a little bit of the indie scene, of course, ROH. You know, New Japan. We're going to cover a lot of different things. So the show will start Sunday. We don't have a time as of now. I think tentatively we said 4:00 Eastern Standard Time. So I'll keep everybody updated with that. Really just to kind of fire off briefly, of course, Raw was last night in Philadelphia. I believe it was a sellout. What were your thoughts on the show overall? Was it a strong show? Was it a shitty show? Do you recommend anybody going back and DVRing the motherfucker or Hulu in it?
Well, I mean, if you go Hulu it, that's great because you get to cut out almost half of the content, which, you know, it's worth cutting out.
Yeah, three-hour marathon Raws are not the business. So, yeah, Hulu's a good thing. Do you think the show was a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Was there anything that stood out to you from the show last night?
A couple of things. I mean, I really liked the whole Foley and Zayn segment. Very passionate. Great to WWE's bringing back people who could work on the mic to help teach some of these young cats how to perform under a script basis. Because for all you who don't know, WWE is scripted when it comes to their promos. They don't just let people ad lib. They can't. They can't because, you know, they're publicly traded and they might piss off, you know, a few of the big dollar people. You know, another good reason why indies and the small companies are where it's at, because half of us don't give a shit. You know, that's just that's how it goes.
That's a valid point. Yeah, you know what? I did like the Zayn and Foley segment. One thing that pisses me off about WWE lately is that, as you mentioned, everything is scripted, right? For me, I think if you got a guy, it's like an actor, right? De Niro. You're not going to tell De Niro to follow a script. You're going to tell De Niro, here's your bullet points, go out there and kill it, right? So if they scripted that, Zayn did an incredible performance and so did Foley. So kudos to those guys for that's probably one of the only things on Raw recently that's got a lot of passion in it. You know what I mean? And it's a relatable story as well. So I did like that segment. What were your thoughts on the New Day breaking the record of Demolition as the longest reigning tag team champions? What are your thoughts on the New Day?
Well, you know, I think the New Day, you know, very talented. You know, they got some of the really good workers. I love the way they are using the Freebird rule. It's great to see them keeping up with that.
The Freebirds, motherfucker.
You know, as far as the belt, I don't think it's a big deal either way. I think New Day's over enough that they don't need the belts. But keeping it on there to, you know, get rid of a record that's held by two guys who are suing the company right now. You know, I don't think it hurt. You know, it doesn't hurt or make it any different. You know, I'd rather,
right.
You know, I would like to see, you know, because of the way that they portray, I think they would really come off good chasing the belts. So I'd like to see the belts come off them soon. When it does come down to it, you can't put the belts on Owens and Jericho. You can't put them on Seth and Roman. And the only other group that it right now is going over is another babyface, and that's Cesaro and Sheamus. You know, put it on Gallows and Anderson, and you know, I just don't. You know,
the timing isn't right.
There's just so much that they can do. Right.
Right. Well, you know, right. I think one thing that here's the thing. I think the New Day is very talented. I think the fans really get they really get behind those guys. And it's because they work hard. They really do a good job, both on the mic and of course in the ring. You know, for me, and I'll let my fan the listeners know, the people who are tuning into the show, I see Carney Rob's going to give you guys the kind of the professional wrestling mentality aspect of it, and also running a company is going to give you a lot of that kind of behind the scenes stuff. I'm going to kind of be more or less as a fan slash. You know, I know what I know, essentially. I'm not too versed into the level, but I think one thing I like about the New Day for me is the crowd likes them. They have a nice, again, they get on a mic, they do their thing, catchy as shit with their punchlines, all of that. But I think they deliver in ring very, very well, and I think it makes them credible. I thought last night, though, Rob, that with the gimmick they did with fucking the champagne with Steph. For anybody who didn't watch Raw, New Day defended the titles in the beginning, the opening segment, in a tag team match, a three-way between Cesaro, Sheamus, The Club, and the New Day. Well, New Day retains. They have a celebration in the back, popping bottles of champagne, getting ignorant. Shit, I'd pop bottles too. Pop a bottle on Stephanie McMahon. She gets pissed. She leaves. Kevin Owens then says, hey, Steph, book me and Chris Jericho in a match to fight the New Day again. And I seriously thought, Rob, that they were going to drop the titles later on in the night. Did you think the same thing, the way that they were kind of foreshadowing that from a storyline perspective?
I really didn't, just because, you know, you're looking at, you know, what good does the belts do on Jericho and Owens right now? Nothing.
Right.
It doesn't do anything for Rollins and Roman right now either.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, you know, one on each one of those teams already has an individual title, you know, so
right.
It just doesn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense doing the Rollins versus Owens, you know, at their next pay-per-view, just because they both hold number one and number two belts, you know, so,
right.
You know, Roman Reigns wins, he gets a universal title. You know, if Owens wins, he gets a victory. He doesn't get nothing out of it. So, you know, there's nobody really chasing. I mean, I would like to see, you know, Roman Reigns drop that belt. If you're going to put him in the main event picture, put him in main event picture. Make him chase Owens. Give him the belt. Make Owens chase him, however you want to do it.
Oh, God. Don't fuck. You know what? Don't even fucking say that.
Shut the fuck up!
Don't even fucking say that, Rob. Because you know what? You know, he needs to be furthest away from the main event picture. Let me bring this up, and then we'll kind of segue into the next thing, and then we'll wrap up tonight. The way WWE's booking the club over the last few weeks, probably about a month and a half ago, they were booking them very strong, very badass heels. They should have gave it to the club during that time frame. They shouldn't have stretched it out, because now I think they're in trouble. I don't think that they have a team to swap the belts on, and the New Day, they're becoming stale if they continue to not have any tag teams to go up against, you know? So I think they're going to run into a problem here soon. So either a switch up needs to happen or something needs to change from a booking standpoint, because I think WWE is going to run into a problem at some point creatively. They have no other team for them to go against. They've beaten everybody. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens. SmackDown was tonight. Didn't catch it because I've been, of course, live. I don't know if you caught it. Sunday, we'll kind of talk about SmackDown. We'll talk a little more about Raw. We'll talk a little bit of NXT. Thursday night, Rob, TNA has an epic show, heavily promoted for Pop TV. Total Nonstop Deletion, a whole episode from Matt Hardy's house in Cameron, North Carolina. What are your thoughts on the Matt Hardy craziness that's going on in TNA?
Well, first off, I like the character. I like the Matt Hardy character. I like what he's doing with the character.
Yes.
To say it's going to be an epic showing, who knows? We haven't seen the show yet. So
right.
I'm one. I don't pass prejudgment, unlike other people who are on this station right now. But we'll leave that alone.
You know what?
Shut the fuck up!
I fucking hate you. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. As you have stated before, it's just facts.
Right, right.
You know, so.
I get that. You're using my own ammo against me. All right. I can take it. I can take it. But proceed. What are your thoughts on Broken Matt and the Hardy Boys?
Well, I'm interested to see what goes on. I've heard a little bit of rumors here and there, so that makes it intriguing to watch. I'm not going to give out any of the rumors or any of the backstage information. We're not going to do that. We don't want to burn our bridges. You know, but
no, they love us in the front office in TNA. They love us.
Yeah. Yeah. That carrot's going a long ways there, but we'll leave that alone. Interesting.
I think so too. I think, I give TNA kudos for doing something different and trying to kind of monopolize on something creatively different than what WWE is doing. I think that they need to continue to be different. They don't need to be a ripoff of the WWE. I think one of the things I'm most interested for is that no one knows what's going to happen in this show. You know, TNA usually has spoilers. Raw has some spoilers potentially before the show happens or something leaks out. We literally don't know shit about this show. I mean, we have an idea of, you know, what the main event is and who's been announced, but I heard Jeremy Borash was on, I don't remember what show he was on. He was on Sirius this afternoon on one of the sports channels. And he was saying that the things that they got planned, I mean, it's literally going to be epic. And a lot of people are going to talk about it. So I'm definitely interested. And we'll talk a little bit more in depth about it on Sunday. But I'm certainly intrigued about that. And then it looks like, Tommy Dreamer's House of Hardcore has a show on Friday. So Rob, I guess me and you will come together. I don't know how we're going to view the show because it's not on standard pay-per-view. But maybe we'll read reports or maybe we'll figure something out come Sunday and we'll talk a little bit about that. But As I mentioned, the School Circle debuts Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to run it about 90 minutes, similar to this show, of all wrestling talk. I have some really great guests planned over the next few weeks. I've been in contact with a few guys from TNA, a few guys from ROH. Rob, I know you got some guys with your organization that are going to come up on the show too. Some of the guys that I really enjoy watching their work. So it's going to be a it's going to be a crazy show, and I'm really happy that we have some guests lined up and some nice content to talk about. So, Rob, I appreciate you calling up, man. And as I mentioned, we'll get shit rocking on Sunday, and we'll launch this fucking missile. All right.
You keep keep your eyes open. You need to keep your eyes open. That invoice is in the mail.
Okay.
And
so is
the contract. The contractual agreement. Remember, Michael Jordan, you're Pippen.
Oh.
You got to say.
Okay. So you're gonna throw the gimmick of the contracts in the mail with the invoice.
No, separate FedExes. They're coming via FedEx. I'm like Eric.
Oh,
Bischoff.
They're coming. Okay.
I want to make sure
FedEx.
It gets to you.
I see. Okay. You're a son of a bitch. All right. Well, I'll look forward to that. And like I mentioned, we'll touch Sunday. So thanks to Carney Rob. I appreciate him calling up. And as I mentioned, Sunday, we're going to get it live and rocking with the Square Circle. So, all right, people, it's time I hate, got to motivate. Appreciate everybody calling up to the show again. Tech issues prevented us from taking some listener calls. I want to thank Grizz Grimes for calling up for the Dear Grizzy segment. The Mexicutioner will be up here next week for the sports report. So next week you can look forward to Grizz Grimes' advice, the sports report with Mexicutioner and myself. All right. Stay blessed, man. God bless. We out of here, man. Six Families Radio. Vinny Venom out.